Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. I'm so glad you're with us. I've got my good friend, Pastor John Welch, again from The Dwelling Place in Lake Charles. John, glad you're with me again.
Pastor, it's good to be here this morning.
Amen. We're talking about core values.
Yeah, sound good.
And living your core values. And if you're scratching your head saying, wonder what those are, then you've never taken time to really identify, this is what I live by.
Yep.
And there are some things that I live by. The number one thing in my life is I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Yeah.
I've actually watched leaders who will not speak up for the gospel in certain situations.
Yeah.
Because they think, well, if I do, I'm going to offend somebody. Well, the gospel offends people.
It's going to happen.
I mean, the scripture is very clear. So one of my core values, and I'm not trying to give you my, so you can have mine, but you're going to probably identify with most of these anyway, but is that I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Yeah.
And I am not going to put myself in a position where I have to deny the gospel in order to appease you.
Right, right.
And I won't allow that to happen. And so that's just part of who I am. And I made up my mind a long time ago that was going to be who I was.
Yeah.
But what happens, John, and there are many core values that we have, and we talked about this on the last podcast, that when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, and as you seek God, there are going to be impartations of values that you're going to learn.
Yeah.
You're going to know, hey, this is part of who I am.
Yeah.
And then you can't violate those in order to be something that you're not.
Right, right.
You can't live two lives.
Yeah.
And I have seen leaders, people that if I mention their names, they are big leaders.
Yeah.
But I've watched them say one thing in private, but then when they come into the public purview, their message and even the way they say things is totally different.
Yep.
Listen to me. I want to tell you today that is not what you want to do to live your life. We mentioned this in the podcast yesterday that your core values have to guide your life.
They do, yeah.
And if they don't guide your life inside and outside of ministry, then you are really going to put yourself in a bind, because I'm convinced that your core values control your destiny.
I absolutely agree with that, Pastor Sam. And, you know, at the front end, your opening statement, I think, is super, super powerful. And I hope people heard what you said about taking the time to define your core values and the fact that your core values will determine your destiny.
Exactly right.
And one of the reasons I think it's important to define your core values, and I would even go so far as to say, write them down. I mean, write them
absolutely.
Down. Make them very visible.
Yeah.
Because in life and in leadership, you will have pulls
exactly
that
right.
try to distract you and pull you away from those core values. And so I think it's vital that you get them written down and even sit down, not just in a tough time or whatever, but just periodically sit down and go over your values and what you believe and what you embrace and what's important to you in regards
absolutely.
To the center of your life.
Yeah.
Because you get distracted and you get off course real quick.
Well,
be tempted to get off course.
And you can't presume to know whether somebody else is living by their core values.
It's true. Yeah.
Okay, so you have to stick with what you know. Listen, early on in ministry, I was around people, good men and women of God, and they had certain values, and I tried to make theirs mine and do things the way they did, and it didn't work for me.
Right.
Because I'm a pretty open guy, pretty straightforward. I don't beat around the bush stuff, and I'm not bragging or complaining. I'm just saying that's just kind of the way I am. And so I just couldn't do things the way some other people did. Not that I'm not pointing my finger at them. I'm just saying I couldn't do that.
Yeah, it's not right or wrong.
It's not right or wrong.
It's just
different.
Core values.
Yeah. Because of that, I had to really find out, all right, Sam, How are you going to do this?
Yeah.
How are you going to lead?
Yeah.
What are the things that are going to help you lead and keep you where you're supposed to be? Because, listen, core values guide your life.
Yeah.
Core values are what control your destiny. If you're always changing or hiding or manipulating your core values to those that you're leading, eventually it's going to come back to bite you. I believe you change your core values and it can destroy your life.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It can. I've seen it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll end up in places that you never dreamed
you
that you would
be.
And I mean that in a negative sense. You never would have dreamed that you would be where you are.
Here's one of my core values that has really helped me a lot. And I'm going to read this out of the Amplified Bible. Actually, I've confessed it so many times, I really could probably say it without it, but I don't want to miss any of the words. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, it says, "We have renounced disgraceful ways, secret thoughts, feelings, desires, and underhandedness, the methods and arts that men hide through shame. We refuse to deal craftily, to practice trickery and cunning." Now, here's the part that I really had as something that God deposited in me. "Or to adulterate or handle dishonestly the word of God.
God, yeah.
For we state the truth openly, clearly, and candidly, so we commend ourselves in the sight and presence of God and to every man's conscience."
Yeah.
So that became one of my core values.
Yeah.
I am not going to take God's word, because you can manipulate people with the word of God.
Yes, you can.
You can, listen, and I'm not pointing my finger at anybody, but you can take scriptures and preach them in such a way that you can have people wanting to do something for you, to give to you, and or all sorts of things. And you've got to be very careful that what you're doing is not, you're not just communicating the word of God for the benefit of communicating the word of God. You can't allow yourself to adulterate that into something that brings attention to you.
Absolutely. When that happens, one of the scariest thing about that is that the Holy Spirit will have absolutely nothing to do with that.
Exactly right.
Absolutely. Yeah. He will not partner with it. He will not attach himself to it.
Very good point.
It will not happen.
And the thing that's sad about it is that people do that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you would have to violate a core value of your life as a Christian to have sex outside of marriage.
Yeah.
But I know men of God who have preached from the pulpit of the destruction of adultery, the destruction of fornication, yet end up in that very same situation because they violated their core values.
Yeah.
In fact, I know men who have actually gone so far as to try to justify
mm-hmm.
divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have a right to be divorced.
Yep. Yeah.
And really, what they end up doing is violating their core values.
That's right.
And when they do, you're on the road to destruction.
That's right. Yeah. And it's not God's choice.
No.
That's the last thing he wants for you. God, the last thing that God is destructive, and that is just not God's best.
Exactly.
And you can never go wrong sticking with the God core values.
Exactly.
That he's offered to us and that we can adopt.
That's exactly right.
Can never
Listen,
go wrong.
You can change things, and I have done this, still doing it, even after 40 years of ministry, about your personality.
Sure.
And the way you handle things and the way you do things. But when you start violating, hey, this is what the word says, just like what I said about Paul and Peter in the last podcast, you know, Peter violated a core value.
Yeah.
You know, he separated himself from the Gentile believers.
Absolutely.
And so now my understanding from history is that Peter corrected that.
Right.
And I believe that he did. But the point is that if you start doing that just to appease a certain group, you're going to change your destiny.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
You're gonna change the plan of God for your life.
Right.
And obviously one of the main areas that's very, very common is money.
Yeah.
I have some core values about handling God's money.
Right.
And I've made up my mind I'm not going to violate that, even if it's to my own hurt.
Right.
Because I know that if I do what God wants me to and I do it right, then God's going to take care of me and he's going to take care of the rest of it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing about core values. If they are your core values, you can count on it. The devil's going to tempt you to violate them.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, if you go look at Jesus, when he was in temptation, in the wilderness, what was the devil trying to do? Steal his core values.
Yep. That's good.
No. Steal what he believed and what God had spoken to him, trying to steal that.
Yeah, that's so good.
And so you've got to always be on guard against violating those core values.
Yeah.
Because listen, if you don't, then you're going to end up reverting back to, I want to say it this way, values you learn from life lessons.
Right.
And that's not good.
Right.
Because if you just go by values that you learn from life lessons, your life lessons may be wrong.
Right, right.
And then you're going to be going down a road, well, I know that if I do this, this is probably what's going to happen, so I'm not going to do that. When in essence, your core value may say, no, you need to go down this
road. That's
right,
yeah.
You need to stay on this path. And I really believe I'm speaking to somebody right now as they listen.
I agree.
Because life lessons cannot teach you core values.
That's right.
Core values teach you how to live life.
That's right. They guide you.
You know, there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got to understand that's the way you live. Paul is such a great example of this because Paul said, I forget those things which are behind.
Yeah.
You know, I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, he said, I've got values. This is how I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to live this way till I die, no matter what.
Right.
Paul would not take money from certain churches.
That's right.
And he wouldn't take it, not because he didn't need the money.
That's right.
Because, see, if you're living life, you say, well, I need the money.
Right.
But because if he did, they were not going to look at him the way he should be looked at as a man of God.
Right. Yeah, so his core values there determined how he was going to handle that situation with those people.
Exactly right.
Yeah,
and he made
up his
mind, I'll go to work before I'll
before
I'll take money from you.
That's right.
But see, I see too many ministers basing their core values on their needs.
Yeah.
And, well, I need this, and surely God would understand if I did it this way, but that's not the point.
That's right.
The point is that you're violating your core values that guide your life and control your destiny, and it's going to get you off of God's destiny for your life.
Right.
That's the key.
Right. That's so good.
Well, our time's up. I hope you got something out of this today.
So we might
just stick with this one more time and talk some more about core values and living by those, and I may even mention a few more. We'll see. So look forward to seeing you next time. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.